So I'm just going to read a few poems, and I'm going to ask Michelle to come up and do a piece with me that we wrote together. So the first poem is called Luck. Call it what you will. I call it carnage. How yes will get you what you want and won't. I am the woman you thought you knew and didn't. I don't mean to be dismantled, but luck is for the stupid and brave for the unlucky. There is always a knife and blood. There is always a washing machine and bleach. Because you ask, I will tell you. I hate stains and have been stepping over cracks my entire life. You have a ladder you want to climb. I am walking around it. Luck is everything, I say. It's what keeps us from knowing only the true survive. We are kind. We open doors for one another. We are numb with politeness. We won't even know we've stabbed each other. Bleeding together, we will think only luck, how we could be bleeding alone. These are all new pieces that I never read before, so if I stumble, you'll have to forgive me. This one's called Saving America. Murder happens to people, a few I have known. I clench my heart in my fist, suicide. At a protest, a PTA meeting, where LGBTQ is a rainbow with a pot of coal at the end. I say gender when I mean sex. My daughter corrects me. You say I am a fraud, and I will believe you. You don't know if I called my senator. I know you know. What I know about death is both slow and quick, self, other, inflicted. I see scars everywhere. I have disappeared like you asked, suicide, like the sick. But I phone, press buttons, donate, sign. I am doing what I was asked to do. This paper says I voted, and this tear, too, that I care. What I don't understand is why always another suicide has to die. I am sure I have already killed someone and called it love. This one's called abattoir. It's a French word that means slaughterhouse, but I like it. It's abattoir. What is done is fodder, no longer food, but a mill where the cows eat sawdust and the air reeks of something slaughtered in the shop over the hill, where memories are not memories, but now and bleeding. I thought I told you about the large man and his small penis. I thought I told you I don't like to say no. I thought I told you I love animals so much I would die for them. You say you don't understand me. Like my life was a new language you were trying to learn. I show you a cut, curtsy when you touch me there, scream like a wired rabbit. You can't possibly know, and I can't possibly tell you how much I savor the small mammal moves my body makes when it finally bites back, how it feels to leave a scar. This one's called The House Inside, and it's for Richard. We have walls and then none. A roof the color of yearning. Shingles slip to let in the rain. We are not fixing anything but building all the time. I hand you a hammer. You pour me a drink. We paint the house numbers red so we can see the address, know where we live. We make love on the deck because you say the railings are just right. The night I invited you in, I only meant you to bring flowers. But here you are at the door with a trellis and an empty belly. People say the kitchen is the heart of it. I say the heart is what we make of the empty, the full. How mine becomes ours, how yours becomes ours. Everywhere, anywhere, this bed, that alley. The day you trimmed the hedges and cried. Now I'm going to invite Michelle up to do a piece that we've been working on together, mostly today. Thank God for days off, because we're winging it a little bit. Silas has heard it 5,000 times. Richard has heard it 10,000. They're so over it. You ready, little miss?
If Don's ready.
Yeah, just try to focus on the mic.
Focus on the mic.
Focus.
Focus.
Okay.
Right.
The mic.
The mic. All right. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Resident.
My home, like an ancestor's palm cupping water. My home marked by the drops, far from the ditch my mother knelt in. Skirts stiff with ice, waiting for soldiers to stop their patrol.
My home smells like money. Money everywhere, stinking up the bathroom. My home owned by soft white men, cash in the cracks of the floorboards. My home is orange. Oh, the sheer dazzle, the help. Did I mention how little I pay?
My home, half refugee, half delighted by a dozen eggs all at once, all in one carton, and change in my hand.
The sheer dazzle.
My home, half mangling the strange grace of safe. Half startled by a phone ringing, half ready to fight, half ready to flee.
My home has no flowers, no fragrance.
But bodies?
We sweep bones from the stoops. My home rots of peace signs gone Mercedes-Benz. How one stroke changes everything. We continue, half ready to fight, half ready to fight.
My home, once crowded with Chardash rhythms and Romani strings, steam thick and salty with the broth of cracked bones, resistant with a quick slip of mother tongue, untamed and fierce as teeth scraping bones clean. My home,
my home
has healed
half
like
refugee,
a dog.
Half delighted, where truth is fiction, taking the shape of money and mother tongue. See how calm I am, mowing my lawn, making dinner.
Steam thick and salty.
How I scrape the bones clean.
My home catches its breath, holds it, hoping not to be heard, hoping to be passed over, hoping to protect my son. My home hears the word my and knows
what
a coward sounds
like.
The mud color of fear, shaped like a door, closed and locked.
My home, all that it was and isn't, the promises, the bodies.
And bodies.
Who called my home home? I come, a dozen eggs, a phone ringing. My brother in Nigeria wonders how I know
what a coward sounds like.
How I protect my daughter, spend the dollars.
What it took to get here.
The shape of money and bodies.
The home my grandmother fled. The home where
my mother spoke
her American tongue to ghosts she met on the stairs. The home where we invoked America like a spell before this home was my home and history made no promises and the spell makes
no sense like the path we made when we crossed the threshold. Now It is hard to breathe in here.
Healed like a dog.
I walk inside.
The strange grace of safe.
Bricks cracking like cartilage. The pounding on the door.
Our backs to it.